This past week, the Bush administration won a major legal battle in the war on terrorism. A federal appeals court ruled the government has the right to detain indefinitely without charges Yasser Hamdi, a U.S. citizen captured on a battlefield in Afghanistan. Now the government is turning to its second case of an American named as an enemy combatant, Jose Padilla. In some respects, the Hamdi ruling raises the stakes for the government in its case against Padilla, who was arrested inside the U.S., NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Two words in the Fourth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals ruling in the Hamdi case have made Jose Padilla's lawyer very happy.
Overseas battlefield.
Happy, says Donna Newman, because her client wasn't on an overseas battlefield when he was arrested on suspicion he plotted to detonate a so-called dirty bomb here. The court was careful to make clear that its ruling in the Hamdi case did not apply to a U.S. citizen captured on American soil.
They went out of their way to mention Padilla specifically by name.
And that makes the Hamdi ruling a mixed victory for the government, says Jonathan Turley, a law professor at George Washington University.
What the government was really looking for was some sweeping language that at a time of war, the president can designate individuals as enemy combatants wherever and whenever he deems appropriate. They did not get that.
Now, he says, the government is turning full bore to try to get it. A day after the Hamdi ruling, the Justice Department asked a federal judge to reverse his decision to let Jose Padilla talk with his lawyers. The government argues just letting him see a lawyer would jeopardize national security. The Justice Department won't comment on the case, but Attorney General John Ashcroft has made clear he believes the government has the right to designate enemy combatants wherever they're captured, including Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. So Padilla's case comes with high stakes over big questions.
The number one issue, I think, in Padilla is going to be, what is a war zone?
Law professor Steve Salzberg served in the Justice Department in the Reagan administration.
The argument will be made that it's not limited to Afghanistan. Congress didn't say, just go fight in Afghanistan. They said, fight the enemy. And that the war zone, when we're fighting a group as opposed to a nation, that concept has to be expanded.
Will the courts expand the battlefield to include the U.S. so that it covers Padilla? Eugene Fidel thinks that will be hard to sell to any court. He's president of the National Institute of Military Justice.
To treat the United States, the continental United States, as part of a world battlefield is a hard pill for judges to swallow, and I think it'll be an uphill battle to persuade any federal circuit of that proposition. As long as civil order remains in place, as long as the courts are open, as long as civil authority remains in force.
Steve Salzberg says it's possible the courts could expand the war zone to the U.S., but also decide the courts should have a greater role in reviewing the government's decisions, decisions about who is an enemy combatant and what rights they have.
Because the further you remove somebody from a traditional war zone, the more skeptical judges are going to be that they should defer.
In other words, in the case of a U.S. citizen captured on U.S. soil, like Padilla, the courts are more likely to step in to make sure the government hasn't made a mistake. Another issue that hasn't been resolved is jurisdiction. Padilla was detained in Chicago, in the Seventh Circuit. The government moved him to New York, where his case is now. That's in the Second Circuit. But last June, the government moved him again to a naval brig in South Carolina. That's in the Fourth Circuit, which is considered one of the most conservative and government-friendly circuits in the nation. Most of the people we talked with say they expect the government to argue Padilla's case should be heard where he is, in the Fourth Circuit. Eugene Fidel thinks the issue over jurisdiction could be a big one in itself.
My hunch would be that the Second Circuit would frown upon the manipulation of jurisdiction by physically transferring Mr. Padilla from one district to another.
So there's much to fight over in the case of Jose Padilla, the second U.S. citizen to be designated an enemy combatant. Now that the Hamdi ruling has sunk in, it's clear that in some respects, the case of Jose Padilla poses a whole new battlefield. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.